Okay, prepping why today doesn't suck today. I found that it is the death anniversary of Michael K. Williams, Omar from The Wire. That's why you might have heard the whistle in the open.
It's a tough one.
But also on this day in 2018, Burt Reynolds died.
Died in Jupiter, Florida.
Is that right? Did you take a little tour of where Burt Reynolds died?
I certainly took a tour of Jupiter, Florida. That's where Orchids of Asia is.
Well, he was 82 years old. You might know him from Boogie Nights. You probably know him from Smokey and the Bandit. If you're my age, you know him as he was once married to Lonnie Anderson. And you know who she is. And you might also know that he once posed nude in Playgirl magazine. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't do that, then we wouldn't have a piece of audio that has been replayed hundreds of times here on The Ticket. Joining us now to talk about that audio and more, from the Marconi-winning morning show on The Ticket, it is George Dunham on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline.
Hey, hang zone.
Like, you're the first thing I think of when I think of Burt Reynolds dying.
You know, there's great debate. Is this the best piece of bad radio genius, or is Moron Dog? I don't know.
That's right. Bad radio.
Scholars.
It's going to be argued throughout time.
Yeah.
Bad radio, an old show that used to air here on The Ticket many years ago. Yes, we've had two.
You had some know-it-all named Bob on the show.
Right. There's two pieces of audio that if I'm hanging out with George and Gordon, like maybe we're going to a restaurant in California and they'll pick me up in their vehicle, I hop in the back seat, and immediately they launch into either Moron Dog or the Lee Corso incident, and you guys have this memorized.
Yeah, pretty much.
You absolutely have it memorized. But for those who don't, I actually have a 3-minute version here. So this is the extended cut. And we're talking about the early 2000s, possibly 01, maybe 02 at the latest.
SMU Athletic Forum.
The SMU Athletic Forum luncheon, which is still going strong these days. But I think Lee Corso and Kirk Herbstreit were speaking that day at the luncheon. And whoever's speaking will sit down with us for a 10 or 15-minute interview. You know, now Jake and I will do this thing. And on this particular day, Lee Corso had been sitting down for only a couple minutes. For only a couple minutes. And he started talking about the fact that he was a roommate in college. Was he FSU?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Home of Dominic Robinson?
Indeed.
So he was talking about how he was a roommate with Burt Reynolds and ended up posing nude in Playboy. Anyway, you want to just listen to some of the audio, Jubb, and tell me to pause it if we need to?
This is amazing.
Or whatever. This is going to start a little earlier than I think you have memorized.
Okay.
All right.
One thing led to another. Then he calls me up about a year later and said, "You ain't going to believe what I'm going to do." I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm posing naked." I said, "You what?" He said, "Yeah, I'm posing naked in Cosmopolitan."
Did I say it's Lee Corso? The great Lee Corso. Legendary college football analyst. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, "You're crazy." He said, "I got to do something, man. I'm starving." What happens, if you remember, he was the first guy basically to ever pose nude with a cigarette in his mouth in Cosmopolitan, and one thing led to another. Gunsmoke led to this thing, and you know, and pretty soon Dan August, he became a detective, and one thing led to another. And he became, at one time, Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world 5 straight years.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
I won't even give you the next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that here?
Because
with people?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling those funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I pose naked.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke.
This is one of my favorite sections of this incident.
This is the serious. This is the serious analyst, Lee Corso. I mean, he wouldn't do any.
No. He said, "This is the guy that just days ago said, not tonight, sweetheart. Give me that." Yeah.
Right.
Not tonight, he's putting on. Sweetheart. Give me that head.
He's putting on the mascot heads. Like when it comes time to everybody have your serious analysis over why this game is going to be this way or who's going to win, he grabs a mascot head and starts
puts Brutus's head
acting
on.
Like a huge jackass.
Yeah, it says not so fast, and then waves with a bear head on his shoulders. Yeah, this is my favorite. Now, I've always thought at this point, this is where Dan got shake voice because it really, I mean, he was like, what, 2 feet away from you?
Oh, yeah, and this is early in Bob and Dan's career, so we're not sure we're going to get re-upped for another year. And it came out of nowhere. It came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It really did. Yeah.
But this is the part where you can tell that you're pretty nervous about it, and he is, too, because I think you both have shake voice right here. It's like you're really emotional and upset, but you're not really sure what to do about it.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then? Wouldn't
not
that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I just don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's your show.
Yeah, and so he's, like, just laying out, too.
Yeah.
You know? That's like, he's just like, this is not going to go.
Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I just don't. I don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's your show.
That's his. Obviously, it's your show.
Yeah. Right.
It's your show.
All right. This is Lee Corso with us,
coach. Well, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that to anybody else.
Well, I think that's real silly.
Well,
I really do. I don't think that you should be offended at all.
Yeah, I got shake voice for sure.
Yeah, right there. But. You held strong, though.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing.
What's that?
You were very strong in that. I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, I would have folded. Oh, you know, Coach, I'm sorry. Well, that was a bit off color.
About that. Hey, what about Ohio State this year?
Well, you'll hear my idea of what to do next.
At all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing and having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact that you inferred to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked.
Hold on. Back it up a little bit. Are you laughing at him? I feel like you can hear Dan laughing at Lee Corso.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact that you inferred to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked and do something like that.
Well, I guess I should just thank you for stopping by then.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Coach,
thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
So that's usually a 20-minute ordeal. He was gone less than five.
Yeah.
Like, his first thing he started talking about was Burt Reynolds. And so he's gone in less than 5 minutes.
Pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
There's Coach Lee Corso here on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
Wow.
Okay, back at the studio.
Okay, so I haven't heard this maybe since the time. But Ham found this, and I guess Gribble's going to chime in on what he thought of the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay, back at the studio. What were you guys... What was life like in the studio?
Oh, my God. I was just dying laughing.
Because I could just see Bob just getting that really funny smile on his face and backing away from the mic.
I was worried you weren't going to get the liner.
And I remember, see, what happened, everybody remembers Mark Teixeira, but he didn't, none of that happened on the air. His anger about it, it all happened off the air. And I was
That's true,
in the clubhouse when you confronted Teixeira. And Teixeira was kind of like Corso in that situation. He wanted an apology of some sort. And you weren't going to give it to him.
But on the air, he just kind of said, okay, guys, see ya. He never...
Right.
We hung up and never knew that somebody was mad at
us. Exactly, until afterwards. And that was the genius of this. This was to share the whole off-the-air to share thing was on the air. This was gold.
You're a jerk, you know.
You are a jerk.
My sandwich just fell apart.
So, yeah, you and Gordo... absolutely have this thing memorized.
Yeah,
or no matter what it is, if you drop something, it's like, well, don't let them eat the napkin. Or if you you could launch into this at any time. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing audio. It's an amazing confrontation. I think Gordo's favorite part is the, well, don't you think that someone who knows me would understand the irony? I think Gordo's gone on an offshoot and we've talked about some different types of models of irons and stuff like that.
And I've talked to Junior, and he says you guys launch into this during breaks, at all times, any time of the day, anywhere, this can just happen.
Well, you know, people recreate, you know, Henry Aaron 7:15 all the time, too. There were two just magnificent moments, and they should be recognized and celebrated.
You can tell, too, when Corso starts getting shake voice when he says inferred.
You would infer that I would
pose naked.
Naked. And I wouldn't do that.
Would you guys like to... George just mentioned recreate. Would you like to hear when we ran into the Revachon players actually
doing this? Because we actually reenact the reenactment by the Revachon players. You are Big Jedic. Yeah.
Revachon. Okay, these are the people that worked at the lunchroom at the Revachon Plaza.
And they would just pass the time.
By doing a community theater out in the plaza. Yeah, so let's hear that.
I won't even give you next question. I think that's very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Why would you say that? It's not funny at all. The people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of a jerk this guy is.
Well, wouldn't you think most people out there listening know me?
They probably think you're a jerk. You're a jerk.
We're having fun here. You are telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden I am big jerk?
You're a big jerk. Because the fact that you take a shot at me, because you interfere with the fact that I pose naked.
How is that a shot?
Because that's against what I do.
And that's a not joke then? The irony of the whole situation. Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would.
Not to me. I don't appreciate people taking shots at and joking at my expense.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We're having fun, right, Jeb? We're telling funny stories about Burt Reynolds.
That's what we were trying to
hear, no? All of a sudden, I'm a big jerk.
You're not a big jerk, Dan.
No.
You are. No matter what people say.
Well,
no matter what you infer.
And then, yeah, this spurred the ticket P1 then. Not only here in town, because sometimes, you know, game day would, you know, be at TCU or some such, but across the nation, there would be a Lee Corso, something ticket related.
Yeah.
You know, there would be a big sign in the background for a year or two, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
All because of this.
God, that's amazing. Seriously, I mean, you guys think we're, you know, I don't know, maybe just doing a bit here, but those two incidents were maybe two of the two examples of, you know, 5 minutes of just great radio that can't be duplicated.
All right, Jub, get back to that moose snap.
Oh, I've already done that for the day. Gotta go cut some grass.
Let's go.
If you know what I mean.
Know what I mean?
Chop it up.
Hell yeah, bro.